KVSHLP Vashon, your island connection, streaming online at voiceofvashon.org.
This portion of VOV programming is sponsored by the Mostly True Vashon Tours. Based on the popular Mostly True History book series, these tours offer a lighthearted history of our islands and show you where historical events actually happened. Along the way, you experience all that Vashon has to offer in the way of local food, spirits, and recreation. For more information and tickets, visit VashonTours.com.
Well, hello, Vashon. This is the Mostly True Radio Show, and we've got a good one for you. That was Stevie Wonder, house band here at the Mostly True Radio Show. And we have a special show for you today. We have, please introduce yourself.
Well, my name's Maya.
Oh, you're going to use
I've been here
name.
Before.
Didn't know whether
you wanted me to use my stage name. I don't even know if I'm going to be my stage personality today. I have no idea what's going to happen in this show.
Well, then, yeah.
Could be me.
You're
could
like
be her.
Everybody else on this show.
I don't know what's
going
to happen.
So, last time, it was quite apparent that you did not have stories.
Well, I told you I wasn't going to come with stories.
Oh, besides that, are you gonna lean on that, huh?
But this time I did come with stories.
Okay.
I did.
Okay, what do you got?
You want to start? Or you want me to start?
I'd like you to start.
Okay,
I don't believe you.
Okay, you want to start with the first one on my list?
Sure.
Let's see what it says.
What do you got?
I'm lucky to be alive after sustaining car crash injuries tripping over my cat. That's all I've got. You want me to read a little bit more?
Yeah, maybe.
A UK man miraculously survived after sustaining a broken neck fractured spine, smashed ribs, blood in his lungs, and other car crash evoking injuries from tripping over his cat.
Was his cat like driving a car or something?
I don't think there was a car involved at all.
Toons is driving a car.
If he was like running to answer the door or something and the cat runs out and he's like, oh my God, he goes flying. I can kind of picture it.
Cats, they're always looking to kill you.
They're nasty creatures.
I know, they are.
They get up on your bed. They sleep on your
face. Yeah, they stare at you.
When
you're sleeping.
Totally.
I mean, I had an ex-wife like that, too, but it's different.
It was acceptable coming from her.
She could get on the bed.
It's okay if she sat on my face. I didn't mind that so much.
Let's see here. Dad dies. We're starting out great here, huh?
Yeah, we're doing good.
Suddenly, after buying Venomous Spider online, what are the chances
of dying after buying a venomous
spider?
Yeah,
I mean,
pretty slim, I would think. Really?
Yeah, no.
What were his intentions? Do we know?
Who knows? I mean, I just don't get people that keep venomous anything. You know, a Komodo dragon or a cobra.
Yeah, you think if you keep it safely caged, everything's going to work out fine. Spiders are wily. They can build webs. They can get out of just about anywhere, I would think.
That's kind of what they do, yeah. Huh. Like, there was a...
You'd really be shooting yourself. Like, what the hell did I do that for? Worst decision I ever made.
So I remember reading about a woman. She lived in a trailer, and she had all of these poisonous reptiles. You know, snakes, mostly. Mm-hmm. And she just considered herself a snake whisperer of sorts.
Yeah.
And would let them roam.
No.
Yeah. And she was looking for a Gaboon viper, which is one of the heaviest venomous snakes.
Yeah.
Has the fastest strike of any snake. And she looked under the chair, bam, got her.
Got her?
Dead.
No.
Right there in the...
That's an injustice.
Yeah. So then when they finally figure this out, then they got to empty the trailer. Like, they're everywhere. I mean, different species and... Like, how creepy would that be trying to, you know, get the body out and maybe sell it?
Snakes in a Trailer.
Yeah, Snakes in a Trailer.
It's the sequel.
Samuel L. Jackson. Too many mofo snakes in this stupid trailer.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't think I could live in a trailer full of snakes.
No.
I don't think so. Cats, snakes, they're both out.
Both trying to kill you.
Both trying to kill you.
Yeah. Well... I don't know, some reptiles, they're not big on emotion, right? It's like...
It's not personal with them.
It's either
cats,
kill...
it's personal.
It's either kill or kill later.
Right.
That's kind of what they think. Like,
right.
These people that, you know, think they have this emotional bond, they don't.
You don't believe it. You don't believe a lick of it.
No, it was a... I remember my comparative anatomy teacher in college, and he said... A reptile brain is just a mild swelling at the end of the spinal cord.
All have one.
Yes.
Slip into them every now and again.
The limbic system. That's it. All right. Enough of my going on.
All about reptiles with Chris Austin. Okay, let's see what I got next.
I get you 30% off in your car insurance.
Perfect. I could use it. Okay, well, I liked this one actually a lot. I thought this was very sweet. Mom donates daughter's pony to zoo so that it can be devoured by lions. Nothing goes to waste.
Oh, is this Denmark?
I think it was, yeah. And I have to apologize. I didn't know whether there was supposed to be U.S. stories, but I don't think a whole lot happened in the U.S. this week. Really, I couldn't find many stories.
Or the past 6 months or
nothing
so.
Nothing really
no.
happened here.
Kind of boring. No, they're all over the world.
Okay, great. Well, I really thought this was very interesting. Do you take your kid to watch this happen?
No.
I mean, to be a part of this with you?
They euthanize it.
Oh, first. They kill it first.
Yes. They don't just set it in there and get
terrorized.
Oh,
that's not very fun. Don't you think it'd be cool to take your pet to the zoo and just see it, like, devoured
your
by a lion?
Pet. Come on, Johnny. Buck up, man.
Your pony's old and ain't going to make it.
And you're getting pretty old, too, Johnny.
I'm tired feeding it over the wintertime.
We're getting sick of you.
That lion's hungry.
No, they would
Let's
turn
make a party out of it.
Like, you know, if you had rabbits or something that, you know.
That you didn't want to eat yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's a lot of hungry people in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We're feeding these animals to lions.
Well, I don't think people will eat pony a lot, but the idea was that they would eat something that they would eat in nature, you know, with the bones and the organs, and rather than just, you know, open a can of lion feed.
Do you think they have any sort of like form that you have to fill out? Like, why are you euthanizing your animal? Doesn't it seem like cruelty to just like off your animal so you can feed it to another one? Doesn't there seem like there should
Denmark.
Be like a rule against
it's
that?
Denmark.
It's Denmark.
They're the happiest country in the world,
by the way. Because you can do just about anything.
Well, they do euthanize. I mean, they put it to sleep, right? Like they have a nice little
it's
ceremony.
It's not a sleep. You murder it. You murder the animal and then you feed it
but
to something with teeth.
It doesn't know it's getting murdered.
That makes it all
better.
You know,
it's like when you got a weird uncle.
Exactly.
He doesn't know he's getting
murdered.
There's
a lot of people in the world.
You roofie him and then do the deed.
Yeah, exactly.
And speaking of murder.
Okay, we have another murder story. I love it.
How about, what if you have a neighbor like this who said to you, before she shot you, guide my bullets like you guided David's rock.
Who's she talking to?
Her neighbor, who she thinks is murdering and raping people next door and burying them in the backyard. None of which he was doing. He was just next to a crazy person.
And what'd she say to him? Guide my bullets?
Like you guided David's rock. I guess Goliath and David.
Oh, she might be talking to God.
Yeah.
She's talking to God
right then. Yep.
She's just saying out loud what's going on
so
in
you
her
got
head
a gun
most of the time.
Pointed at you, mm-hmm. and you hear that. Uh-huh. You're like, I'm so cooked here, man. Got a crazy.
She's got God on her side.
Yeah,
holy.
I'm getting euthanized.
I'm getting fed to lions.
Exactly.
Time is up.
Yes. Well, it didn't.
Did he die?
No.
Oh.
She was a very bad shot, and God was like, hey, I got other stuff to do.
He's like, I might take it up with somebody else.
I'll give him cancer. How about that?
You know? we got plenty of ways to go about this. So many ways to die.
Yes. What was that? A movie in the West?
Oh, was there a James Bond?
No, it was a comedy. The guy that does Family Guy.
I don't know.
Yeah, what's his name?
Seth MacFarlane?
Yes. He was an actor in it.
Uh-huh.
And it was How Many Ways to Die in the West or something. I don't know
nothing about it. We can make a list, though.
Make a list.
This guy almost died tripping over his cat, so we know.
Let's make a list of stuff we don't know. That's a big one. Get your terabytes of storage.
Where do we start? We don't even know where to start.
No, because we don't know.
They do say you don't know what you don't know.
You don't know what you don't know. And so
that's so fucking true.
That's why they say there's no stupid question, but there are.
There are stupid questions.
Yeah, I've...
Well, they appear stupid on the outset. And then if you dig a little deeper, there's just an unknown in there somewhere. And,
I've been on both ends of the stupid question, though.
I've
asked them and tried to answer them.
Yourself. Yeah. You ask yourself a stupid question. And then you're like, well, that's a really stupid question, but let me go ahead and try and answer it.
Well, Chris, it's like this.
You stupid. Stupid head.
We've got a local story here in Washington, D.C. The world is going cray-cray because they reopen all lanes in the northbound Interstate 500. Interstate 5. Before their deadline. Before.
Has 5 been closed down?
I don't know.
I don't know. We don't know anything about this.
We don't go to America.
We don't get off the rock. I-5. Where is that?
They beat their deadline by 9 hours.
Ooh,
and that's newsworthy. That's newsworthy.
Yeah. Well, and they opened it early. And then what happened?
I don't know. I guess somebody drove on it.
Oh.
It's just the fact that they finished.
Ahead of schedule.
That's what I'm looking for.
Well, I just think that deserves a round of applause.
Well, 9 hours.
You know?
Yeah.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
That means...
I've never finished anything 9 hours ahead of schedule.
The foreman had something to do is what that meant. Yeah.
Are you ready for another story?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, let's go with this one. Mom horrified after finding disturbing hidden messages in daughter's dress.
What?
Do we need to know more?
Yes.
Okay. A mom has issued a warning to parents to look at your kids' clothing carefully before you buy them after she found inappropriate text on her young daughter's dress. I don't know anymore. I took a screenshot. There's an image over the rest of the words. But it's razor blades and candy, inappropriate texts and clothing.
Yes.
What is next? You know what I mean? There could be hidden. You never know what's going to jump out at you.
Yeah, but I don't think there's ever been a verified razor and candy thing. I think it's an urban myth.
What is this inappropriate message in this person's dress?
Well, you know, there's probably some 8-year-old kid in Indonesia that made the dress and like...
It was like, I hate my job.
Yes, yes.
Screw you.
You know anybody?
I'm just going to write the only word I know.
I'm going to write what they say to me. Go screw yourself. Work harder.
So I kind of now want to know what the inappropriate message was, but that's all I got.
And you
right
would
there.
Say it on air, I'm sure.
I probably would.
Because we got to scrub a lot we after a lot. Your shows.
I think I've only said one word so far. I noticed it. You didn't notice it. You'll notice it later when you listen
now
back
I,
over
now
it.
Now I got to listen to our show.
You listen to it really carefully. What if you miss one? What if I could like slip them in and you don't catch them because I kind of run them along with other words?
Then there's a knock on the door at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no.
Yes.
It's the feds.
The FCC
They're after
feds.
You. Oh, my God. Horrifying.
Except they shut that all.
You'll be like, don't you have anything else to do with your time? Anything at all?
No, because they've shut down everything else we do.
Well, you know, safety first.
I got a, how old is this guy? 79.
Deathbed.
Well, he's a pretty perky because he kept calling the police and saying, hey, I got people and pets and animals in my house. Stealing stuff.
People and pets and animals stealing stuff. Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, okay.
What'd they say the first time he called? They didn't believe him, did they?
Well, they said, we'll send somebody
Next
out.
Thing you know. Oh, they did. But they didn't.
And there's nothing. Nobody even answered the door, right? It's dark. They calls again. Finally, the guy comes to the door and they look at him. It's like, this guy is, he's...
he's not all
he's
there.
He's whacked. Huh. They think it's dementia at first. But it's methamphetamine.
Okay.
And he gets 5 years in prison.
For he had it misusing in his house. The system?
Well, that and...
Or
and
for it, drug use.
Drugs in his house.
Oh, you know, you're not supposed to do that.
Apparently. When did that start?
That's illegal. And you don't go calling the cops to come to your house.
No, there's the dementia part,
I mean,
I'm
that's
thinking.
The part that's not adding up here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, you live, you learn. I don't think he's going to make that mistake again. He'll do his meth. Separate it from the authorities.
Separate from your high blood pressure medicine.
Exactly. Well, that's got to be alarming, though. You know, you're high on meth and you think animals are stealing something. You're going to call who you think is going to be able to help you. I would think that you would.
But
you
are going to die and end up in a prison graveyard. So,
do they have prison graveyards?
I don't know. I suppose if nobody claims a body and you have no relatives, and what do they do with it?
I don't know. Add it to the list of things we don't know.
Prison food.
Do they have? Yeah, Soil maybe they green. Feed it to the lions. Take them to the zoo. It's possible.
That could be your last wish, maybe.
To be fed? Yeah, what if you could put that on your driver's license?
Yeah.
You know, you can donate your eyeballs and then feed the rest.
I am a zoo donor.
What if you get to choose the animal?
Yeah.
Like, what if you want to be ripped apart by apes or something? I mean, that would be cool.
I think it'd be hard because, you know, they're not true carnivores.
Oh, an ape.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you want to pick a different animal.
I mean, they do eat
carnivore.
Meat, but it's usually...
Oh, sharks.
That's a good one.
And what if, I'm just spitballing here, what if you could have like your memorial, people come to the aquarium and watch you be fed your body to sharks?
Yes, or even
that
morbid? Chunks of your body you could throw in as a, instead of flowers on top of the water...
Chunks of
your
body.
You got chunks of you.
I think maybe. The whole body is much more cinematic.
Well, that's true.
You know.
That is
but if you're missing your eyeballs, you know, and some organs.
Oh, you could maybe
there's some
fish
work to be done
him.
On this idea.
Get a big hook.
Oh, yes.
And, you know.
Behind a trawler.
Your bait.
Yeah.
He went out as bait.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think we got to get creative with the whole death process.
Well, I think it's going to happen.
Then we're going to run out of land.
It's going to continue to happen, I'm pretty sure.
People are going to keep dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there is a...
We've got to make this a little bit more fun,
well,
I think.
See if this is
entertaining.
Fun. There's a religious
Try this
sect
on for size.
In India.
Uh-huh.
And they believe when a person dies, you put them out on the ground and vultures eat them. And that returns soul to heaven.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. So the problem is that because of industrial pollution, there's not a lot of vultures left.
Mm.
So it's taken for freaking ever to consume these bodies.
Mm.
So they set up these gigantic mirrors and they shine them on the body to hasten decay.
Not attract vultures.
I think it is both. I think the odor...
And the bright shiny light. Vultures are like, ooh, something shiny over on that corpse. That one looks special.
That's the Denny's of India.
Ingenuity. You
yeah.
know?
So
not enough vultures. I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. That's a bummer. Well,
too many snakes, not enough vultures.
And India's got a lot of people dying.
Yeah.
I think they're over a billion now.
What if, some local aid could be somehow getting them a vulture...
Vulture eggs?
Vulture, yeah. Like a vulture hatching.
Or maybe they get drones that look like vultures. What do you think?
But would they...
Well, they wouldn't
eat. They need
eat.
To do something about the bodies.
I don't think drones eat.
I don't think drones eat. Next thing. Ask ChatGPT. Do drones eat... What was the other question we had? I've been using ChatGPT lately.
Oh, me too?
Oh, wealth of information.
Yes.
Wealth.
It's
so helpful,
scary.
Too.
Although.
I asked ChatGPT if it cared how I talk to it, because I always say please and thank you.
Yeah.
And it said it doesn't mind so much, but it's nice. It's good. And I was like, well, how do you
know?
Well,
don't get out of the habit. I think it's what, yeah.
I was like, it said it's appreciated. And I said, how do you know it's appreciated? And it said, well, because that's what people appreciate, and I'm trained to understand, not understand
wow.
humans. But I was like, oh, that's really interesting. I really am not going to say, I don't think that anybody should address ChatGPT without saying please and thank you.
Well, they will be our
excellent service.
You'll probably be picked to die last because you said please and thank you.
I would think so. Yeah. The machines won't come for me because I treated them nicely.
Exactly.
Remember, I was so nice to you.
Can I go to the sex island, please? Because, I said please
Wherever
and thank
you're
you.
Wherever you're going to send me. Remember, I did ask you nicely for all the bits of information you gave me.
Well, they're not quite there because I was doing my trivia, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted to do Generation Alpha slang.
Yeah.
Right? Like Skibidi and
never
Ohio.
Heard that one.
Oh, it's Riz, for Grizz.
Oh, Grizz. I have heard Riz.
Yeah. So I said, the oldest of that generation is 15 years old. So I didn't want to use a picture of a real person because I wanted one on either end of the spectrum. Anyway, I said, ChatGPT, give me a 15-year-old kid.
Did you say please?
Yeah.
Please give me a 15-year-old kid.
That sounds weird.
That does sound weird.
Make
what,
the
how
image.
Did it respond? How did
oh,
it respond to
it
that
was,
question?
It was. I used it.
Yeah.
But it was creepy. It was this dead-eyed, 35-year-old scrubby beard, Hitler mustache.
Why?
I don't know. And it had a towel around his neck, like it's just coming out of the sauna.
Oh my gosh! That's so wild.
So creepy.
Did you tell it that's creepy? Hey, chat.
I said
that's really creepy.
I said thank you.
Thank you, and I will not be needing your services for this. I think I could just go online,
that's right.
And find a picture of a 15-year-old.
Ooh, yeah, that was. But I don't know who's not using that. Well,
I wasn't.
You know what somebody told me yesterday?
What?
Well. It was at the Ruby Ring.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
You do not say.
Ryan told me that since June, the use of ChatGPT has gone down 30%.
What does he attribute it to?
School's out.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Those kids don't want to do nothing. They just want to go to the beach.
They just want to
drink their.
Done with their term
papers. What are they calling them these days when you go out drinking at the beach?
Oh, well, you know what?
A howler, do they call it? They still call it a howler? I don't know if they ever called it a howler. It's an Ohio.
Yeah, that means weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you would say, my school is Ohio, meaning it's
weird.
Oh,
that's not so nice. What about all the people that live in Ohio?
I think they're
I've never
Ohio.
Met one.
They're Ohio, believe me.
Do you
me.
Know anybody who is from Ohio?
Drew Carey.
Oh, you don't know Drew Carey.
Yeah, he's from Ohio. He's from Cleveland, I think.
Yeah, but you don't know him.
Oh, I don't know him. I see what you're saying now.
Personally, do you know anybody from Ohio?
That's a really good question, because I live just north of it. I lived on the other side of Lake Erie, you see.
Huh. We're going to have to find ourselves somebody from Ohio and say, do you take personal offense to this slang?
You should, if
that
you don't.
That is so Ohio.
Huh. What is it? Skibbity, nobody knows what that means.
They use it anyway.
Yep. Drip.
Oh,
I'm so drip means I'm stylishly clothed.
Oh, like dripping and
I
style.
I guess that's
it. I like it.
Riz,
I like it. It's drip. Very clever.
Oh, here's one. I'm so Sigma. That guy's so Sigma.
Oh,
what does that mean?
I had some teens try and explain that to me one time.
Well, what the?
I got bored halfway through the explanation. So this is stupid.
What ChatGPT said was a loner.
Oh.
People that do stuff by themselves and don't
It used to be called Lone Wolf. You know what I mean? That's somewhat tough.
Yeah.
You know, I'm lone wolfing it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that guy's so Sigma. What a loser. Yeah, so it's just changed.
Yeah.
And the times have changed.
The next game we did, Silent Generation.
Uh-huh.
It's slang. That's 1928 to 1945.
Silent Generation is
yeah,
slang?
Yeah, that's the name of that generation.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
and
right.
So Ginchi was a word.
What does that mean?
That means it's cool.
Ginchi.
Yeah.
Like, but it's not cool if you say it, though.
No?
If you go around saying Ginchi.
That's not my word.
That's so Ohio. That is so Ohio.
So Ohio. Let's see here. What else is going on?
Is it my turn or your turn?
I think it's your turn.
Is it my turn? Let's see what else we got in here. Oh, well, I did the hidden messages in the daughter's dress. We did get that. Okay, we talked about that. Okay, I thought this one was pretty interesting. I had some questions. I had some other ideas, you know, for her. Widow has late husband's tattoo cut from his corpse, again with the corpses.
Yep.
Framed as a cool tribute.
Yep.
It does so much more than a picture. Why not his face? Why the tattoo from his arm? If you can cut something from a body, I mean, wouldn't you want to see the man you love?
I mean, it's...
if you can cut...
A little Silence of the Lambs right
well,
there.
Well, but I mean...
Well, funny you should say that.
Okay. You have the story. You have a corollary.
Yes. And on July 24th, a trivia game, that was one of the questions. It was a true or false.
You with your trivia over here.
Yes. Yes. There's a company and it's called... But that's what they do. They take off tattoos and they put them through a process and they're preserved
like
in a frame. And
I did not like that.
That is Grandpa's Tweety Bird.
It's a piece of skin still?
Yep.
But they won't do it to a face.
I don't know if they won't. Maybe if your tattoo's on your face.
I don't know.
Why not a face?
Why not a face? ChatGPT. Can I get my husband's face removed after he's dead?
Say,
please.
Can.
And thank you.
Not how to.
Yeah, how to. How do I remove my husband's face? Will ChatGPT report you?
Yes.
It will.
Well, here's what I did.
If you're asking questions about, like, you know, removing people's faces, will it be like, I don't know. I'm going to alert the authorities.
I don't know if it'll go that far, but I did say I wanted to...
Give me a 15-year-old, then what did it say?
No.
How did it respond to you?
It was worse than that.
Sir?
I wanted a pot-bellied woman smoking a cigarette.
Uh-huh.
Because I wanted to do a marsupial pouch. It was a whole thing.
Say no more.
But it said, we can't do that. And I said, why?
Mm-hmm.
He said, because it is a harmful habit that you're implying this woman does. Okay.
What part of it's harmful?
The smoking.
I could get a thing about smoking.
Pot-bellied women all day, man.
But if they're smoking.
If that's your fetish.
Yeah.
Go to ChatGPT.
Pot-bellied women.
Yeah.
Wait, it couldn't provide you an image because that woman was doing something harmful?
Yep.
Smoking. Hmm.
That's what it said. Maybe it's just lazy.
Maybe you hadn't said please.
Please give me a smoking pot-bellied woman. Maybe she was smoking hot and they just got the wrong idea.
Yeah. Interesting. You have some interesting questions of ChatGPT.
You know, it said that too. They got the other AIs like,
AIs are like, I don't know about this guy. We got to keep an eye on him. You never know what he's going to do next.
Well, years ago, I got a call. Remember when telemarketers used to be a thing?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I got a call.
Used to be a fine job.
Yes.
You know, well-paying, regular hours.
A lot of respect
for telemarketers.
And I get a call, telemarketer, and I'm like, no, I'm not interested. And he's kind of quiet for a minute. He goes, you work from home?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah.
Well, you could call it work.
He said, he said, what a loser.
Oh, my God, really?
I said, you can't call anybody a loser. You're a telemarketer. And he called back the next day.
Did he apologize?
No. He got me all, and I'm sure he just had all the cubicle guys, had the phone speaker on, like, watch me wind this guy up.
What happened the next day?
Oh, it's just something similar, and I just, you know.
Really? He just called you back to call you a loser?
Guy. Same guy.
That's awesome. Yeah, you have so many people's phone numbers. You could just call anybody and be like, hey, remember yesterday when you fucking hung up on me?
Oh,
Get ready for this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You hang
all
up with me again, I'm going to call you again. I'm going to call you again. I'm going to have my friends call you. You ain't never getting rid of me. Hang up on me one more time.
Yeah. You will be my friend.
You will buy what I'm selling.
Woo! Hey, I got one for you.
Okay,
have you ever done this?
I don't know. Let's say yes first.
Okay, all aboard the annual Big Nude Cruise.
Nude cruise. Yeah. I've never done a nude cruise. I never would. Never would.
I don't get the whole.
I don't like things flopping around. I'm cool. I'm cool being, you know.
I just like the room dark. Yeah. And I'm by myself. Mm-hmm. And it's all good. Then I'll take my clothes off. But a whole cruise. They got some rules, though.
What are the rules?
No pierced genitals.
Why?
I don't know. I guess they're, you know.
It's like too competitive. You know what I mean? It's like too eye-catching. It's like the mirrors for the vultures, you know. That corpse had the mirrors, and of course it got eaten up.
I think it's maybe noise, all the jingling.
Oh, the jangling. Yeah.
And you can't sit. You have to put a towel down on when you sit down.
Well, I like that rule.
I like that rule.
You know,
a lot.
That rule's good. Yeah. You just carry your little poop, like your little butt towel around with you everywhere.
Yeah, a butt towel, yeah.
Huh. And those are the only rules. Just two rules.
I think it's it.
No piercings. And don't sit down without your own personal towel.
You can have piercings, just not on the
genitals.
Junk.
Okay. Yeah. Huh. Maybe it's a liability thing. Could get caught on like a. You know, like a drapery or something. You're running, you trip over your cat, and your penis string gets hooked on a drapery. And next thing you know.
Well, that's entertainment.
Well, that's entertainment. Right. That's newsworthy. Huh. Nude cruise. I don't think I'll be signing up for that
crew
one.
Nude? Like if you
Ooh,
have
good
the.
Question.
You know, the guy comes up to the boiler room and he's like, wow, it's hot down there.
Yeah, right.
And I'm getting, you know, got no clothes.
Yeah,
and
this is why I got this
cold job.
The other guy's on the other cruise. They got their safety gear
exactly.
on. You know they're
like,
sweating.
They got the helmets and the earmuffs.
Oh,
and,
who needs it?
Man.
If little baby Jesus wanted us to...
Run around naked? Mm-hmm. I think he did.
Yeah, I'm stopping myself right there. Oh, he was born naked. There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
Yeah. No piercings.
No piercings.
You don't want to catch your kid coming out.
A nude cruise. I wonder, you know, where do they go? Is it a tropical thing?
I don't think it's Alaskan cruise.
No, Alaskan cruise, that'd be difficult.
Too much shrinkage. No, this is...
It's inside.
Miami, leaves Miami, and it goes to the Bahamas and Jamaica and Aruba.
Huh.
Aruba, doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, naked butts. I'm good without
I wonder if there's like an upper cruise. Age limit.
Or, yeah.
There's got to be a lower.
Well, can't have any... That's discrimination, right? You can't
be
unless you're
it.
A smoking pot-bellied woman. You ain't getting on our cruise. Well, they could have a seniors one. They have senior
That's
cruises.
True.
They have
true.
Singles cruises. They got Single? Nudist singles cruise.
Yeah. Boy, that's like a real niche market. You
Love Island.
Ooh.
Huh.
Well, just throwing it out there. You might want to
Yeah,
do it.
Well, you yeah. know, just in case. Like further down the line. Further down the line. Something
when,
to think about.
When all
something
my
to save
options
up for.
Are gone.
Yeah. Something to save up for. Oh, well, on that note, a man with the world's largest willy, it doesn't say how large it is, but he slips, he breaks his arm in the shower because his giant penis got in the way, and apparently it was a very embarrassing accident.
Oh, what?
He had a giant penis that got in the way of something in the shower.
Yeah, that's a humble brag. That's what they call that. That's a humble brag.
When he says it was embarrassing, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, geez, you know, I got a towel for me, got one for him. And
so I'm that one. I do have more questions
Well,
for that one.
We did a story on the show about a similar thing. Guy said, humble brag.
Yeah.
He said, you know, my 45-minute erections are okay, but the orgasm could, you know, not quite as good. Like, really? And he's like 70 or something.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're complaining about?
That the orgasm's not quite as powerful as it was when you were younger.
But 45-minute, you know, that's good.
I don't know if I'd want an erection for 45 minutes.
Well,
that seems like a long time to deal with that.
You know, if you put something on the radio or
put it
you
to
know,
good use, you know,
looking at the aquarium,
you're entertaining it the entire time. It's not just sitting there.
Well, I learned a term at the Ruby Brink.
No, you did not.
Yes.
The Ruby Brink is really shining.
Yes,
right
it's
now.
Called gooning.
Who'd you learn this from? One of your bar fly friends?
Yeah.
Let me guess which one. Can't say any names.
No,
can't say any names.
No
one.
But it is a practice of self-pleasure up until the final act. Almost.
Okay.
For hours.
Gooning. Isn't that called edging? I think there's a
Yeah, but it's edging for hours rather
than... And then you're gooning. That's appropriate. I mean, don't you have, again.
I mean, don't you have
things,
a job?
Other things to do with your time. Who are these people, you know?
Goons.
They're sitting at the bar at Ruby Brink, apparently. Keep my eye out.
Yeah, that's what we do there. You I'm can't just see because you're behind the bar.
And see who, like, flushes, you know, who gets...
That's right.
Gets
gooning
real,
police are here.
It's real weird.
Scatter.
Hey, you goon.
What? Monkey barring.
Monkey barring, okay.
Have you ever heard that term? You know, monkey bars.
I mean,
like,
I know the monkey bars.
It's the playground
I've been
thing.
On a monkey
yeah,
bar
sure.
or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in a relationship.
Okay.
It's people that are in a relationship, and while that's going on, they start another relationship so that they can drop the first one, and then they're on to the second one.
Well, that's
and
just...
And then they start a third one.
That's just great planning.
Yes.
That is... You know what I mean? That's
yes.
thinking ahead.
Yeah, well, it's got a name
you
know, now.
So you don't want to get rid of your car until you have the next thing you're going to ride around on. You leave yourself without a vehicle. Right. You know what I mean?
That's true.
I'm all for
it. So, well, I didn't know it had a name, but... That's
monkey
just,
barring. Well, that's new.
It's just being a jerk.
It's just being a jerk, yeah. There was already a name for that.
What else you got?
Well, let's see here. I'm sure I got something. I'm just sure I do. We got a goat.
Oh.
Ah.
Oh, it's Florida? That's
no,
only for Florida.
I don't have any stories about Florida. Okay, but this one I think we could probably talk about. Peek inside a real doomsday bunker with the 15 essential items preppers say will keep you alive for a year. So 15.
Okay.
What are they? What would you need?
Dried beef.
Dried beef.
Carbohydrates. Water.
You're going real literal here.
Yeah. Gooning stuff.
Gooning stuff.
Goon for a year.
Uh-huh. No snakes. I'm not going to need
no snakes.
I would need... I think it... Okay. There's being alive, right?
Yeah.
Purely breathing. And
air,
you know, but then there's like, excuse my language, bunker.
What time is it?
What time is it?
12:44. We gotta scrub that. You know, well, you know what you do? You go. Does it give a spike? No.
I think you'll catch it. I think you're gonna catch it.
I don't want to listen to the whole thing again. I want to go right to the spot.
Okay. So, but I want to be somewhat happy. I think.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need yogurt. And bee pollen,
livestock,
and cocoa nibs.
Cocoa nibs.
Yeah, that's my breakfast.
I thought you were going to say like a board game.
No,
like
I do not need a board
something.
Game. No. I need yogurt and definitely need a toothbrush. I don't know if that's an essential item, but I think that without one, I would go mad. You know, you got to think about the things
you
would go
yourself?
Mad without. Well, another essential item might be another person.
Yeah.
That's not going to drive you bonkers.
Ooh, boy, yay. Now you're
try
asking
and
a
find
lot.
That person.
Yeah.
Food, water.
Water.
But a 15?
Energy of some sort. Some kind of energy.
Well, isn't that
you know,
food?
For lights.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, batteries.
Batteries
right.
or a coal plant or something.
Right.
Little tiny coal plant
mm-hmm.
with coal.
Just the littlest one. The littlest one you can manage in such a space.
Oh, does it list them? The article?
Oh, well, I don't know. I didn't read the whole article. You told me not to.
Well, you know, there
you
are exceptions.
Not to read the whole... It says, you know, well, I can tell you a little bit more about the people. They're from Montana. And it's just, you know, it's in response to global tensions. And they're just stockpiling enough supplies to survive. But that's all I've got.
Wow.
I don't know what they're stocking. Mm. I mean, there's something to learn here, probably. I haven't really thought about it.
Yeah. I'm not stocking.
You're not stocking?
I'm getting candy.
You got candy from Canada.
Yeah.
Canadian candy.
Canadian candy. That's
and I'm
all
not
going to
tell everybody on the air where you hid it all.
I did not hide it.
Yeah, you hid it.
It's all been eaten.
No, it has not. It's hiding right over there. I can see it. It's delicious, too. Everybody should come get it.
So there's a religious sect called the Shakers.
I believe it.
And they were real,
I'm buying.
They were kind of big. They never were a big movement, but they were kind of big in like the late 1900s. And their whole deal was no sex.
Okay.
So it's not a fast-growing religion
right,
because there's no sex.
Dwindling numbers.
Yes. So people have to come into it.
Okay. They recruit.
Yeah. It's not like, you know, Catholicism where no birth control, so they can have more Catholics.
It's not a situation you're born into. You're recruited. you're not born into the Shaker religion.
That is true. But there's been a 50% jump in Shakerism.
Oh, somebody's doing something
wrong.
Yeah,
because they're up to three.
Wow.
And one person joined. So a 50% jump in enrollment.
Okay.
So you got three people not shaken.
Yeah, well, and then those three people, they're going to talk to three other people.
Yeah, and that's about it.
What do they have going for them? What's their selling points? What do they got? What are they selling?
If you don't like sex, come on into this.
You don't need to be a part of a club.
I mean, I thought cults are all about sex.
I don't know anything about it.
Sexless cult.
Who's going to join that cult?
I know. Well, one person did.
One person.
You know, up to three.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's got to be a really kind of boring Sunday meeting.
Well, in every other church I've been to, they're having sex the entire time. So, what are you going to do? You go to church.
Did you go to church today? Well, there's just three of us, so I think you can.
There's three of us. Just doing what we do.
Man, which is not a lot.
Which is not a lot.
Not a lot of shaking going on. Okay, so, North Carolina.
Okay.
They've got this Confederate monument in North Carolina, Columbia, North Carolina.
Okay. I'm right there with you.
It was put up around 1900, and the inscription on it says, "In appreciation of our faithful slaves."
Oh, well, how nice of them.
I think a white guy wrote that.
I think he must have.
Yeah.
Faithful slaves.
Yes, yes. So I don't think that. So they want it covered up is the point of the story.
And just the inscription or the whole entire?
Well, they want the inscription.
I wonder what they want to change it to.
I don't know if they want to change it or just, you know, put a piece of cardboard over it.
Shellack it.
Nothing to see
just
here.
Cover it up. What is the...
Maybe Slavs, like, you know, Polish. And,
right.
And
what is the sculpture?
I don't know. You know, it's one of those big...
it's just an obelisk. Is it called an obelisk? There's no
There's no a guy on a horse.
Oh, okay.
So when I was in dental school, the big push was to get rid of Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Mm-hmm.
He was a raider in the Confederate Army, right? He was very good at it. And so my college is called the Blue Raiders, and they were named after him.
Right.
Right? So they don't say that anymore.
Yeah.
They're just the, yeah.
What but are he, they now? Just the...
Yeah, they're still Blue Raiders,
okay.
But they don't really promote how they got the name.
They're just not mentioning
it. Exactly.
Like, just sweep it under the rug.
But Nathan Bedford Forrest, he was a slave trader before the war, shot black prisoners during the war, and was the first Grand Wizard of the KKK, right? Real sweetheart.
Yeah, lovely man.
So there was a push to get rid of all his monuments.
Yeah.
And there was one right across the street from the dental school. So there was this big push, and then the historians came out and said, yeah, that's not a monument. That's his gravesite.
Oh, wow.
He and his wife are buried under that. And it's a whole other set of rules to get that removed. And it wasn't removed until about 30 years later. It's not there now.
Did they have to dig up the bodies?
I guess they had to reinter it somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah. So, well, how did that come up? Oh, anyway, yeah.
Where are we going with this?
I don't know. He wasn't a Shaker. He had children.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you got a story? I'm in a cul-de-sac here, man. I've got nothing to say.
I don't know if I have another story. I bet we could look.
You brought three?
Oh, well, I didn't know there were four there. There were more. Okay, wait. Okay, here, I do have one. A library book was returned 82 years late.
Oh.
But the borrower's family left a note trying to explain.
I only got halfway through
it. Please, allow us an explanation. but it doesn't say anything more than that. 82 years late.
82 years late.
So the library is still around. I think a round of applause for that library.
That's true.
You know what
that
I mean?
That is true.
That's awesome.
Nickel a day.
I wonder if the same person still works there who checked that book out. I remember this book going missing.
Ah, yes. I knew you were trouble.
I knew you were trouble as soon as you got this book out.
Those World War I veterans are trouble.
They just can't stop reading. I wonder how many times it was read or whether it was lost.
I bet it was put somewhere. Explained in the note. Reconstruction of the house. They remodeled it and they found it.
It's lost in the walls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cat took it.
Threw it at your feet as you're running by.
Yeah.
Man arrested. Now, I didn't know you could do this. Didn't know this was a arrestable offense.
And now you know.
Man arrested for lying in a ditch pretending to be drunk. Figure that one out.
Pretend. Was he arrested for pretending?
Yep.
He was arrested for pretending.
Yep. Let's see here. I even read this one. 31-year-old Caleb Barker, West Union, simulated public intoxication.
Just to amuse himself. Nothing better to do today.
Am I drunk? Look at this guy.
See if I can get some attention.
Yeah.
He must have done it really well.
Yeah?
Give that man a job.
Yeah. Okay, just move your eyes and not your head. Move your eyes and not your head.
And once they found out that he was pretending, they were like, we don't like this.
Yeah.
We're not a big fan of this.
You've
done a bad thing.
Is that a corset? That's a corset.
Where?
Right there. On that woman.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a corset on the outside of the dress. I'm going to scrub that one, too.
This is going to be like a 20-minute show.
I'm going to get better, I promise. I'll do better.
He was lying face down in a ditch pretending to be drunk. Why?
Why would you do that? And then who noticed?
Beer is so expensive, man.
Yeah, you gotta pretend to be drunk these days. I can't even afford it. I can't afford the real thing. I'm just going to go ahead and pretend.
So we're going to have to cut you off from not drinking.
Yeah. Huh. What? Well... And then they have to take him in to sober him up. We're going to pretend to sober you up now.
I think it's because of resources were used to figure this thing out. And
sure, they could have been doing so many other things.
They could have been eating donuts somewhere.
There's people out there gooning. They need to put an end to that. You know what I mean? All of our jobs are going overseas because we're sitting here gooning ourselves all day long.
Oh, speaking of gooning, I got one for you. Couples have started hamstering...
Hamster.
In their cars, in bizarre sex trend that will ruin your imagination.
Hamstering.
Yep.
In their cars.
In their cars.
Is this supposed to happen in a car, or this is where people have chosen to do this?
This is, it can only be done really in a car, I guess, to some extent. So imagine this. You've got a car.
Okay.
And people have had sex in cars for, you know, as long as they've been cars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did it this morning.
Sure.
And,
you don't have a car. Here I had a bike.
And
can you hamster on a bike?
No.
Okay.
Because the car has to have a sunroof.
Okay.
So the guy gets outside the car, lays belly down on the roof.
Uh-huh.
And guess what's going through the sunroof?
Okay, my imagination's
right there. Yeah, and so
right
the woman is, you know, doing her thing, which looks like a hamster... drinking out of its water.
Oh, yeah. And then they want people to see this, or why is it? Oh, it happens in a car because there's a sunroof.
Yeah,
that's the only reason.
It's the sunroof. Yeah,
it's this, or it could happen at a house with a sunroof.
Yeah, but or porthole.
Porthole. Yeah, a boat. Okay, so there's several places where you could hamster, and
yes,
and people are doing this.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
We got nothing better to do.
I mean, I guess because you can drive somewhere and do it. Somewhere, maybe you got a nice, you know, sunset.
But you don't need to be laying on top of the car to get your...
You don't.
You don't.
Mm-hmm. So there's that.
Seems like a lot of extra effort. Things are just getting way too complicated. You know what
no
I mean?
No kidding.
Keep it simple, stupid.
I blame TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that's all I got.
That's all you got?
I think so.
There's nothing else to talk about.
Mormon women can wear new sacred underwear.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Now are they a little skimpier?
Yeah, they're no sleeves.
No, that's nice.
No sleeves because it's so freaking hot.
Well, sure.
And for 200 years, they have not been able to.
It is pretty backwards. You know, you can't even wear a tank top.
No.
Without your, you know, you got to wear your sacred underwear.
Yeah, but now sacred
underwear. It ain't safe without it.
No. You can sleep without it?
No, I mean, it's not safe, out there without your sacred underwear. But is it?
I mean, I got mine on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a banana hammock, but it's sacred.
It's sacred to me.
Yeah. All right. We got to go.
Okay.
It's 1 o'clock.
It's just great to be here again.
Oh, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. This is always fun.
So. Oh, I have my beverage up on the counter.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. If you, 2 more minutes when you've been off the air.
Oh, man. Nobody would have known. Now they won't let me come back.
They're pretty good about that. And anyway, thank you,
Vashon. They're going to set a cat loose in my house. We know how to get her.
Thank you for coming and doing this, and we must do it again.
We'll see you at the bar tonight.
Will I? Wednesday's hardware store.
Oh, all right. Fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You get your burger thing.
It's cool.
You get your burger thing.
It's fine. We don't need to go into it. All right. Bye, Vashon.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.